Everyone knows it's the wrong thing to do. Teammates of TransU Pennsylvania swimmer unhappy with record smashing. By Warner Todd Houston on December 9, 2021. The natural-born female teammates of the transgender University of Pennsylvania swimmer who has been demolishing female swimming records are speaking out in anger about the unfairness of the whole situation. But the team is not as excited about Thomas' record-breaking performances as U Pennsylvania swimming coach Mike Schnur appears to be. Indeed, one UPenn swim team member told OutKick that the support in public masks dissatisfaction behind the scenes. The female swimmer asked to remain anonymous for fear of leftists destroying her life. Still, she told OutKick that most of the team has privately expressed reservations about allowing Thomas to be a member of the women's swim team at the college. Pretty much everyone individually has spoken to our coaches about not liking this. Our coach just really likes winning. He's like most coaches. I think secretly everyone just knows it's the wrong thing to do, the woman told OutKick. The student added that all the public support for Thomas is very fake because the women on the team are extremely uncomfortable with Thomas on the team. The student also blasted those who say that women should stand up against this transgender agenda. She told OutKick that if anyone tries to voice dissent, their lives will be ruined by the left-wing attack machine. There are a bunch of comments on the internet about how, oh, these girls are just letting this happen. They should just boycott or protest. At the end of the day, it's an individual sport. If we protest it, we're only hurting ourselves because we're going to miss out on all that we've been working for, she said. OutKick chief Clay Travis blasted the sports world for bowing to transgenderism, saying that the rise of men claiming to be women in sports threatens to destroy all of women's sports. During a discussion about the UPennsylvania swimming team, Travis told Fox News, "The bigger issue here is it threatens to destroy all of women's sports, all right? Men, this is not sexism, this is biology. Are bigger, stronger, and faster than women," he added. "That is why we separate men's and women's athletics. So, if you are going to allow highly trained and highly skilled men to decide to compete against women, the women are not going to win, and this is a monster issue that threatens to become major for many other sports as well." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.